This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. At least five people were wounded from Russian strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, early Monday, as Moscow launched another large-scale attack on the nation. Three people were injured in blasts, and two others were injured when drone wreckage fell in an area west of the capital's city center. Correspondent Anna Chernikova spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program as the attack was underway about 1 a.m. Kyiv time and said it began with missiles and Russian aircraft over the city.
That attack continues, but not with a missile, but with drones. And currently, there is air defense working in the city of Kyiv and in the Kyiv region and in other parts of Ukraine as well. But particularly, I'm currently in Kyiv, and I can hear the sound of air defense. As I said just a couple of minutes ago, the sound of either explosion or just shooting.
Ukrainian officials report at least 34 Russian drones were shot down after that attack. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said Monday Russian forces in Ukraine will be defeated like Nazi Germany was defeated in World War II. In a video message to the nation, Zelensky said, "We fought then and we fight now so that no one ever again enslaves other nations and destroys other countries. And all those old evils that modern Russia is bringing back will be defeated just as Nazism was defeated." Zelensky said Russia's goal in Ukraine is enslavement or destruction, and he compared the support Ukraine has received from other nations to the Allied effort to defeat Germany in 1945. The Ukrainian leader's address also included the announcement of a decree to have the remembrance of the victory of Germany take place on May 8th, as Western allies do. That is in contrast to Russia, which holds its celebration on May 9th. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Sunday issued a stark warning that a failure by Congress to act on the debt ceiling could trigger a constitutional crisis that would also call into question the federal government's creditworthiness. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Congress to raise the debt ceiling with no conditions. The Republican-led House of Representatives last month passed a bill that would raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. But the measure included sweeping spending cuts over the next decades that Biden and his fellow Democrats oppose. In an interview Sunday with U.S. television broadcaster ABC's This Week, Yellen argued against using the debt ceiling as a bargaining tool.
Since 1960, the debt ceiling has been raised 78 times, three times during the prior administration, always with bipartisan support. And it simply is unacceptable for Congress to threaten economic calamity for American households and the global financial system as the cost of raising the debt ceiling and getting agreement on budget priorities.
In the southwestern U.S. city of Brownsville, Texas, Sunday, eight people were killed and at least 10 people injured after a sports utility vehicle crashed into them at a bus stop outside of a homeless shelter. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A mass was held in the Texas border city of Brownsville Sunday evening for the victims of a fatal crash. Police say an eighth victim died Sunday night after an SUV ran into a group of people waiting for a bus Sunday morning across the street from the Ozenum Center, the only overnight shelter in the city of Brownsville. Shelter director Victor Maldonado says most of the victims were Venezuelan men.
You know, we have never seen something like this.
He says surveillance footage shows the vehicle running a red light before it ran up on the curb, crashed into the group at the bus stop, flipped over, and continued moving for about 200 feet.
Whether it was an accident or intentional, that is still under investigation.
Police spokesman Lieutenant Martin Sandoval.
The driver is detained, and of course he is under arrest.
Audio courtesy KRGV. I'm Jennifer King.
Fire crews battling wildfires threatening communities in western Canada are getting some relief from cooler temperatures and a bit of rain, but officials warn the reprieve is only in some areas. Officials in Alberta say there were 108 active fires in the province Sunday, and the number of evacuees grew to about 29,000. A province-wide state of emergency was declared Saturday. Two out-of-control wire fires in British Columbia are also forced some people to leave their homes, and officials warn they expect high winds to cause the blazes to grow bigger in the next few days. In an interview with Canada's CTV, Parkland County Deputy Fire Chief Chad Moore said conditions have been ripe for wildfires in the area for some time.
The temperature and the wind combined with the lack of precipitation this year really created this mix that created the extreme fire risk that we entered a fire ban a week before this fire broke out.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.